give you a couple questions to ask. I jotted these down. Let's think about them with the man or the men in chapter 2. Look in chapter number 2 real quick of Mark before we go. We like having all these children around. Amen. When God began to do a work in my life, I was just this old fool who was foolishly in love with Jesus. I used to sit at the kitchen table with all eyes running around like crazy bandits. That's where I did all my reading, all my studying. People would come over and they'd see me doing it, or people would ask, you know, where's your office? I said, my office is at the kitchen table. I said, how in the world do you prepare with all this going on around you? I said, it's a lot like life. Life can be chaotic, and life has a lot going on. And if I can't discern and hear the voice of God and see what He wants me to have in the midst of chaos, ain't no way I'm going to hear it when it's quiet. I need to be able to hear it no matter what's going on. That's just how He prepared me for the work in ministry to just press through it. He says in these passages in Mark chapter number 2, about the man that they brought to Jesus. And as I was reading through it, I jotted these down, and I've asked these even before, I know, but I was going over it again this morning and looking at it. And maybe you can think about some of these questions also. Like, you know, what is crippling us? What is crippling you? Here's a man that was physically lame. He was crippled. He could not stand on his own. He could not walk on his own. But being crippled is not necessarily being crippled in our legs. We could be crippled mentally. We could be crippled emotionally. We can be crippled in areas spiritually. We could be crippled in a relationship with somebody that just, it's that pebble in the shoe that we won't get the pebble out. We just keep walking on it and it keeps bothering us. You know, that's not a lot of common sense. What do you normally do when you get a pebble in your shoe? I mean, even little Hazel, we was walking up yesterday over here. They was going over there to play, and she had a rock in her Crocs. She had Crocs on. I said, come on, Hazel, what are you doing? She said, Paw, I got a rock in my shoe. She was getting the rock out. Why? She's not going to walk on it if she can get it out. Well, in relationships, a lot of times people are like pebbles in our shoe. But the sad thing is we're so caught up in the problem that we don't use common sense and take the shoe off and get the pebble out. We keep living life with the pebble in our shoe. And all it does is just eat at us and eat at us. So a lot of times we're crippled. Number two, who's carrying you in your need to Jesus? I'm so glad we got a group of people that when nobody else in the world knows what's going on and nobody else knows what's crippled us and nobody knows what may be happening in our life, we got a church family. We got a group of people that can bring us to Jesus. Amen. That's why we gather. That's why we share things. That's why we share what's going on in our lives. Number three, who? I'm sorry. First, what's that? Number one is what's crippling you. Number two, who's carrying you in your need to Jesus? Who's carrying you? Yeah, who's carrying you and lifting you up to Jesus? Number three, who? Or what needs of others are you carrying to Jesus? Sometimes we're the crippled one who needs to be brought before Him, and sometimes we're the ones who are carrying somebody else. Now, the whole point of carrying somebody to Jesus, you know, Jesus has a solution for us. They knew Jesus had the answer. It wasn't necessarily the man's faith on the bed as much as it was the men carrying him to the man that can do something with him. Amen. Yeah, just like Mary. Mary knew somebody. So when they ran out of wine, she didn't say nothing to nobody else. She just said, hey, just do whatever He tells you to do. When you know somebody, you don't have to go tell everybody. You just bring it to the one you know. Amen. And that's exactly what. Who or what needs of others are you carrying to Jesus? Number four, are your friends men and women of faith? are your friends men and women of faith? These men who carried this man to Jesus were men of faith. They believed. And Jesus saw. Scripture says when he saw their faith. He didn't say he saw his faith. He saw their faith. Amen. Number five. Do you know anyone that needs to be forgiven of sin and reconciled to God? Do you know someone that needs to be forgiven of sin and reconciled to God? Remember, Jesus dealt more with the man's sins than he did with his physical frame. Yeah, he healed him physically, no doubt. But the first thing he told him was his sins were what? Then they questioned him, did he have the power to do it? And he said, what is easier for me to say? It's easier for me to just tell somebody their sins forgiven. There's no evidence of that. But I'm going to show you that I not only do I have the power to forgive him of his sins, I'm going to show you by telling that man to get up and take his bed and get on up out of here and walk out of here. You see, it's easier to say your sins are forgiven than to tell somebody that's crippled to get up and walk. Are you with me? Not that it's easier to forgive sin, because it took the life and the blood of Jesus to forgive sin. He's just simply saying it's easier to say it because there's no evidence of it. But the evidence of a man walking was just to validate that his sins were also forgiven. Do we know somebody that we need to be bringing to Jesus that needs their sins forgiven? Y'all got anybody in mind right now that you're praying for personally? That you bring into Jesus. Number six. Is Jesus your answer for healing and hope? Healing and hope. See, when he's our answer for healing and hope, we don't mind bringing those who need healing and those who need hope to him. Number seven. How amazed and in awe are we at the wonder of his grace? To forgive and the power to mend that which was broken. How amazed and in awe are we at the wonder of his grace to forgive and the power to mend that which was broken. Number eight. I know. How amazed and in awe are we at the wonder, you can say you, at the wonder of his grace to forgive and the power to mend that which was broken. He did both that day. He forgave the man of his sins, but he also mended his physical broken frame, healed his body. Twofold. Forgiven. And mend it to walk. Number eight. Where's your bed? Is it still holding you? Are you holding it? Where's your bed? Are you still holding it? Or is it holding you? Either way, how you look at it. That man went in on a bed that people carried him before Jesus. It was holding him. He was lame, couldn't do nothing. He was stuck in his bed. It was holding him. But after an encounter with Jesus, Jesus told him to take his bed and walk. And that which once held him was holding him no longer. He was holding it. Amen?
Amen.
The only problem with coming over here playing church, because we come over, they love to come over here and play church. They do the whole kit and caboodle. I mean, they start off with a prelude. We sing hymns. They take up an offering. They share time in the pulpit with the Word. And Rosalind shared a word yesterday from the cradle to the cross. She took us from the birth of Jesus all the way through his life. I asked her if she was going to share it tonight. She said she wasn't. So, but she sure enough shared it. She even... She held little baby Jesus and talked it all the way through of where they went, why they were in Bethlehem for the census, and his birth and his life, and took us to the cross, and the man that cried out and asked Jesus to forgive him on the cross that day. I mean, she just took us all the way through it. Praise God. Amen? Amen. But this one here, she rolls around on the floor. And I told her, now, when we do this, when we come over to church with everybody, you can't act like it's play church. You can't roll on the floor. Amen. Sometimes she forgets it's not play church. Yeah. But we want to be the church. And we want to do church right. Amen. Amen. And that's just loving and helping lead other people for the glory of God. Anybody have anything you want to add? Give away. Ask. And we'll go. We got what? Oh, that Carolyn's reminding us. We've got our first Sunday fellowship of January coming up this Sunday. You'll bring the sheets next Sunday night. See, that's one way we get to share our need with other people to pray for us. Amen. We'll take up, yes, we mentioned that with Miss Leach, Brother Bone, Sammy's mom. Enjoyed her getting to share with us. Didn't she bless y'all? Amen. Just the fact of her passion and desire to reach those little boys and girls and know that they're waiting on her to get back. You know, that's the thing. She's got a heart for it. It can't be easy. I can't even fathom her going in the condition she's in. You know, she's frail. And so as she even mentioned herself, where she said, God says, you moron, you're going to go back. You know, that's how she said it Sunday. And in her mind, she even knows that she ought not, from a physical standpoint, do that. But we know that that is a work that needs to be done and that God would meet those needs and put the right people in the right place. And it just blessed me that at 90 years old, nearly 90 years old, like we've seen even with some of our ladies, like Mama Rob, who ain't far from 90. Amen. Still going and doing and serving and doing their best that they can, being planted in the house of the Lord for the glory of God. Brother Shannon said 90 ain't that old anymore. He thought it was old a while back, but it ain't near as old as it used to be. Yeah. So, but yes, we just want to be used by God until He's done with us and He takes us home. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we will Sunday morning also take up a love offering to turn over to that work and that God uses it for His glory. Father, we thank You tonight. Thank You for this time we've had. We ask for Your continued presence and favor upon Your work in us and through us individually, as our families, and as we gather and do the work collectively as Your body at Briggs Chapel, that You will continue to show us Your favor, continue to meet our needs, continue to send us out, continue to open doors for Your word to go forth, and that You will establish us and comfort us and fill us for every good word and work, that the message would have free course and run swiftly, and that You would protect us in the work that we do, and that we, as the leper would say, if You be willing, we know You can, if You are willing, open up doors and use us however You see fit. And we thank You for it. Give us a burden for others, the blessings to give away Your hope and Your life and Your grace, and that You continue to strengthen us in the journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.